number 10,894, Genstar of Delmarva LLC, east of Route 113 Sussex Highway, approximately 2,572 feet south of Road 64, Waitsville Road. A special use exception to place a temporary manufactured home type structure for a sales office.
Name and address, please. Spell your last name. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Again, for the record, my name is John Sergevic. I'm the attorney for the applicant, and I'm with the law firm of Sergevic and Carmine. Genstar of Delmar LLC is better known as Hale Trailer, and they're located outside of Delmar. In 1906, there was a hearing held on December 11th of 2006 in which the board approved as a special use exception the location of a trailer for my client's office. They were carrying out an old office and putting in a new office. The board had a five-year limitation on that approval, so we're back to the board again seeking a continuance of that special use exception. I don't think there's anything that's changed in the circumstances, but I would like the board to look at a photograph. Jeff, you can just hand that up. A photograph of the facility as it currently exists, and if you can tell that's a mobile home, you're much better at discerning differences between modular and mobiles than I am. And so I really think that the structure is attractive. It's a very functional building. My client, Jeff, if you can just say, what have you done to put in foundations and make this a permanent structure?
There are no axles on that. There are no hitches on that. There's footers we had when we put the facility in. We improved the site 5 years ago when I came before this board and sought the approval. We removed an office that had been there over 30 years from the prior business. Those pictures I took today, it looks just like it did 5 years ago. We wanted to be proactive and show due respect to the board by seeking the exemption again for another whatever we can get prior to the expiration.
Yeah, we made the application for 5 years, but I believe that structure is of such a permanent nature that I don't think my client should have to be required to come back and ask for this. I mean, for all the reasons for granting special use exceptions, there is no time limitation in the code. It was something the board imposed on my client. But I think my client's lived up to the spirits of the board's direction, and that's to make this a permanent structure.
The code does have a maximum of 5 years.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I looked at...
Well, 210A1 is where it falls in. I mean, if you can find another section, have you found any, Susan?
I tabbed it.
I mean, it's not trying to unduly burden anybody.
Right,
but unfortunately,
I understand.
We're stuck with what we got.
Mr. Finney, if my memory serves me correctly, this is actually three structures combined to one.
That's correct.
Yeah. I thought so. And trailer sales coincides with the type of business you have. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Mr. Sergevic, if you want, we can ask the board table it.
No, I'm looking.
And we'll look at it.
I'm looking at 115210A1. Right before the in parens 2, it says use of mobile home type structures for any business, commercial, or industrial. Does that have a time limit?
All the way at the top.
Yeah, if you, right after the number 1 in parens, it says permits for a period
okay.
not to exceed 5 years.
Okay, if we're stuck with 5 years. We're stuck with five years.
Like I say, if you want to, I'm happy to try to take a closer look at it if you want to wait.
No, I'm sorry. I was reading quickly this morning, and I didn't see that. So I renew our request for another five-year extension.
All right.
And the county is, I know that the office has been reviewing the codes and making revisions, so maybe that's something that they can consider in the future.
I just bring it up, it's for my client to have to hire me and every once every 5 years or Shannon or somebody to come back, and it just seems like a waste of both your time and my client's money.
The majority is of these structures being used for that purpose, and what we see in an expansion time is temporary use, and that's the intent of the 5 years.
Yeah, but the economy's now changed.
I understand. The rules didn't.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Okay. Hearing none, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think it's obvious after this amount of time that the requested use does not substantially affect adversely uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. In fact, it does represent the applicant's type of business. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,894 for a period of 5 years.
Okay, and I have a second to that motion.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,894 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.